Greater pilgrimage, Hajj, or lesser pilgrimage, Umrah. Hajj and Umrah are obligatory once in a lifetime for anyone who is 1. Muslim, 2. Saint, 3. Obscene, 4. Free, not a slave, 5. Has the means of perform, 2. Has the means to perform it with respect to being able to afford its professions and convenience. If someone procrastinates in making Hajj until he dies while he had the wealth and wherewithal to make it, someone should make the Hajj and Umrah on behalf of the deceased from the deceased's wealth. Hajj of a non-Muslim is not correct, nor is the Hajj of an insane person. But a child or a slave can make it, even though it does not count as their obligatory Hajj for them. If a poor person borrows money to make Hajj, his Hajj is sound. If a person makes Hajj on behalf of someone else while he himself has not yet made his own Hajj, he will have that Hajj count as his own Hajj. Ihram. It is sunnah for the person who wishes to enter the state of the Ihram to take a bath, wear perfume, take off all stitched clothes, take off all stitched clothing and wear to clean white and stitched piece of cloth, one which covers the lower half of the body and the other draped over the shoulders. One who intends only Umrah should proclaim, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, here I am at your service for obedience, O Allah, for Umrah. Those that intend Hajj should say the same, but substitute Hajjan for Umratan. And those that intend both should say Hajjan wa Umrah. If he fears that something will prevent him from completing his Hajj rites, he should make a condition in his proclamation. Back to in this proclamation by saying, فَإِنْ حَبَسَنِي حَابِسْ فَمَحِلِّي حَيْثُ حَبِسْتَنِي. If I am prevented by any obstacle, my place of ending is wherever I am obstructed. Types of Hajj. The person who intends Hajj has three choices: tamattu, ifrad, or qiran. 1. The best is to make tamattu, wherein one enters the state of ihram for the Umrah in the months of Hajj, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah, and then he leaves the state of ihram. He then enters the state of ihram again for Hajj in the same year and completes its rites. 2. Ifrad is to make ihram for Hajj alone. 3. Qiran is to combine both Hajj and Umrah in one ihram, or to enter into ihram for the Umrah first and then to add Hajj to it before one begins with the circumcompletion of Umrah. Once the one intending Hajj is on his conveyance for travel after entering the state of ihram, he should say, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Here I am at your service, O Allah. Here I am at your service. You have no partner. Here I am at your service, O Allah. Verily, all the praise, all the grace belongs to you, and the dominion belongs to you, and the dominion. You have no partner. This is called the talbiyah. It is more rewarding that one repeats this frequently with a raised voice. However, women should not raise their voices in the talbiyah. There are 9 things that are prohibited while in the state of ihram. 1. Cutting the hair. 2. Clipping the nails. 3. For the male, wearing stitched clothes One who does not find an unstitched garment to wear is excepted from this. In such a case, he may wear pants. Also, if he doesn't find sandals, he then can wear khuf, leather socks. After cutting off what might cover the ankles, he need not offer any compensation for this, for covering the head. 5. Weighing perfume on the body or clothing. 6. Hunting wild game ordinarily allowed. 7. Contracting a marriage. This is impermissible, but there is no compensation due if done. 8. Touching the wife to foreplay to sexual activity. If one does this, he must compensate by slaughtering sheep, fasting for 3 days, or feeding 6 needy people. 9. Having sexual intercourse. If this happens while one is in the state of ihram, the Hajj is invalidated. He must complete his Hajj and perform it again the following year, along with slaughtering a camel and distributing the meat to the needy of Mecca. If one does this after leaving the state of ihram and completing the first section of the Hajj rites, his Hajj is not invalid, but he must compensate that sin by slaughtering a camel. If he has sexual intercourse during Umrah, that Umrah is null and void, and he must slaughter a sheep and make the Umrah over again. Only sexual intercourse makes the Hajj and Umrah totally null and void. What applies to men applies also to women, irrespective of the Hajj rites, except that women may wear stitched clothing. However, they are not allowed to wear complete burqa or niqab, face veils with openings for eyes, and gloves during ihram. Offering fidya, compensation. The fidya is of two types. One, fidya wherein one can choose from a variety of options. This includes fidya for cutting the hair, clipping the nails, wearing stitched clothes, or covering the head. A person may choose as fidya fasting 3 days, feeding 6 needy people each a kilo and a half of stable food, or slaughtering sheep. The fidya for killing of wild animal by hunting is to slaughter the like of what he killed from cattle. If not, one must pay the price of the animal according to its value, and that is to be given in a charity. 2. Fidya wherein one has to follow set order when offering fidya. This covers the case of the fidya of the person making the tamattu and the qiran, who must slaughter sheep, and the fidya of the person who has sexual intercourse while in a state of ihram, who must slaughter a camel. If the person making the tamattu and the qiran and the person who has sexual intercourse while he was in ihram don't find the specified animal or cannot afford to buy it, they must fast for 3 days in the Hajj time and 7 days when they return to their homes. The fidya compensation may only be distributed to the needy of Mecca, entering Mecca. When the person performing the Hajj or Umrah enters Mecca, he says the legislated supplication. After that, he begins the circumambulation tawaf of Umrah. If he is making the tamattu and the tawaf of arrival, if he is making ifrad or qiran, one begins his tawaf with his right shoulder uncovered and the part of the cloth over his left shoulder, al-tuba', and starts at the black stone, al-hajar al-aswad. One should touch the black stone with his right hand, or kiss it if possible. Otherwise, one simply points to it and says Bismillah in the name of Allah. He repeats this in every round, keeping his left side to the Kaaba.
he circumambulates 7 times, walking quickly with short steps, Ramli, and the first 3 rounds to the best of his ability. When he passes the Yemeni corner, he touches it with his right hand, if possible. In the space between the Yemeni corner and the black stone, one should say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Lord, grant us the best in this life and the best in the next life, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Al-Baqarah. He may supplicate with whatever he wishes during the rounds. Then he should perform a 2 rak'ah prayer behind the station of Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim. If he is able to do so, reading in them Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Then he should drink as much water as he can from the well of Zamzam. Afterwards, he should return to the black stone and touch it with his right hand, if possible, and supplicate at Al-Multazam, the Arab Al-Ka'bah, between the black stone and the door. Then he goes for sa'i, going earnestly between Safa and Marwa, by first going to Mount of Safa, ascending it, saying, أبدأ بما بدأ الله به. I begin with what Allah began. Then he recites the verse of Allah, the meaning of which is, indeed, Safa and Marwa are among the symbols of Allah. So whoever makes Hajj or Umrah to the house, there is no claim upon him for proceeding between them. And whoever does good voluntarily, then indeed Allah is all appreciative, all known. He then says, Allahu Akbar, and says, La ilaha illallah, and faces the Kaaba and raises his hands and supplicates. Then he descends and walks until he reaches the green marker. When he reaches the green marker, he runs as fast as he can to the next green marker. After that, he walks until he reaches Al-Marwa, whereupon he repeats the same ritual as he did on Safa. He then descends and repeats the same as he did in the first round until he completes 7 rounds. One round begins from one mount to the other. After that, he shaves or shortens his hair, shaving being the best, except in the Umrah of Tamattu, since he will make the Hajj afterwards. As for the person making Qiran or Ifrad, he is not allowed to tawaf al-Ifrad until after he throws the pebbles at the pillar of Aqaba, Jamratul Aqaba, on the day of Eid. The woman is like the man, except that she does not walk fast in the walking of circumambulation or between Safa and Marwa. The description of Hajj. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, if the pilgrim was staying in Mecca, he enters into the state of Ihram and heads to Mina to spend the night of the 9th. The Islamic day began at sunset there. The next morning, when the sun of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah rises, he commences towards the plain of Arafat. He combines Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Asr in their shortened form and performs them at the time of Salat al-Dhuhr. A pilgrim can stay in any place in the plain of Arafat, except for the valley of Arad. He should supplicate, saying, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none that had the right to be worshipped except Allah. To Him belongs all praise and sovereignty, and He is omnipotent over all things. He should strive earnestly in invocation, seeking repentance, and yearning sincerely to come closer to Allah. When the sun sets, he proceeds towards Muzdalifah with calmness and dignity, saying the talbiyah and remembering Allah. When he reaches Muzdalifah, he combines Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha and shortens them. Then he spends the night there. He makes Salat al-Fajr in the first of its time and remains making supplications until the light of the day appears, before the sun has actually risen. After that, he sets off, and when he reaches the valley of Muhassir, he should hurry through it if he is able to do so. When the pilgrim comes to Mina, he begins by stoning the greater pillar, Jumratul Aqaba, with pebbles bigger than chickpea and smaller than hazelnut. He says Allahu Akbar as he throws each pebble and raises his hand. It is conditional that the pebbles fall inside the ring around the pillar, even if they don't reach the actual pillar. He discontinues the talbiyah with the first throw of the pebble. Then he shaves his head or shortens his hair, shaving being bitter. Then he slaughters his animal for sacrifice. With his stoning and shaving or shortening his hair, he departs from the state of ihram and enters the first state of dissolving, the restrictions, at-tahallul al-awwal, in which everything that was restricted to him is now allowed, except sexual intercourse, which remains prohibited. Then he proceeds to make the tawaf al-ifadah, which is obligatory for the completion of Hajj. Then he performs sa'i between Safa and Marwa. If he is making tamattu or if he didn't do the sa'i when he made the tawaf of arrival, once he completed this, he is free from all restrictions, including sexual intercourse, at-tahallul al-thani. He then returns to Mina and spends the two nights of Tashriq, the 11th and 12th of Zilhijjah, which are compulsory, throwing the seven pebbles at each of the three pillars, Jamarat. When the sun has passed its Venus, supplicating after each throwing, he begins with the first Jamarat, then the middle, pausing a short distance after each to supplicate, and then the Jamarat Al-Aqaba. One does not pause to supplicate after throwing the Jamarat al-Aqaba. He throws pebbles on the second day in a similar manner. If he wishes to leave before the setting of the sun on the second day, the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, he may, however, if the sun sets while he is still in Mina, he must stay for the third day also and throw the stones of the third day. Except of the crowd thoughts, his quick movement out of Mina and the sun sets. In this case, he may still leave if he had intended to do so, even if he actually exits after the setting of the sun. The person making Quran is like the person making Ifrad, except that he must slaughter a sacrificial animal, just as the person making tamattu must also slaughter a sacrificial animal. Those who wish to travel back to their homes should not leave until they make the farewell tawaf, tawaf al-wada', making it their last rite in Mecca, except for a woman experiencing menses or postpartum bleeding, since she is absolved from this obligation. If one becomes preoccupied by some business after making the Tawaf al-Wada, he must make the Tawaf al-Wada again. Those who leave without making the Tawaf al-Wada should return to Mecca if they are near Pearl, and those that have gone too far must slaughter a sacrificial animal as fidya. The pillars, Arkan al-Hajj, are four. One, Ihram, and this includes the intention to make Hajj. Two, stopping al-Wukuf at Arafah. Three, circumambulation of the Kaaba, Tawaf al-Ifadah. Four, walking between Safa and Marwa. Five, the obligations, wajibat, of the Hajj are seven. One, making the Ihram from the assigned places, al-Miqat. Two, staying at Arafat until the night. Three, spending the night at Muzdalifah until after the middle of the night. Four, spending the night at Mina during the days of Tashriq. Five, throwing the peoples at Jamarat. Six, shaving the head or cutting the hair. Seven, the farewell, Tawaf, Tawaf al-Wada'. The pillars arkan of Umrah are three. One, Ihram. Two, circumambulation, Tawaf al-Umrah. Three, Sa'i al-Umrah. The obligations of Umrah are two. One, Ihram from the assigned places, al-Miqat. Two, shaving the head or cutting the hair. The person who leaves the pillar arkan will not have his Hajj or Umrah complete, and it comes null and void. Someone who leaves an obligation must compensate for it by slaughtering a sacrificial animal. Someone who leaves the sunnah of the Hajj or Umrah has no fault against him. The conditions of performing the Tawaf are 13. 1. Islam. 2. Being sane. 3. Determined intention. 4. Passing of the beginning of the time of Tawaf. 5. Covering one's private parts for the one who is able. 6. Cleanliness from both the greater and the lesser states of impurity, except for a child. 7. Completing several rounds and being certain that one has done. 7. 8. Making the Kaaba on the left side. He who does otherwise must repeat the circumambulation. 9. Not going back rounds while walking. 10. Walking by the one who is able. 11. Making the rounds continuously. 12. Making the rounds inside the Masjid al-Haram. 13. Starting the rounds from the Black Stone. The acts of the Sunnah for Tawaf include touching the Black Stone with the right hand and kissing it, saying Allahu Akbar near it, touching the Yemeni corner with the right hand, having one's right shoulder uncovered, al-Qibla, and walking quickly with short steps running at the time this is supposed to be. At the time that is best to be supplicating and remembering Allah in the Tawaf, getting close to the Kaaba and making the Turaka afterwards. The conditions, shurut, of proceeding between Safa and Marwa, Sa'i, are 9. 1. Islam. 2. Being sane. 3. Intention. 4. Making the rounds continuously. 5. Walking by the one who is able. 6. Completing several rounds. 7. Covering the distance between the two mounds. 8. Making it after a correct Tawaf. 9. Beginning at As-Safa and completing at Al-Marwa. The acts of the Sunnah of the Sa' include cleanness from the lesser state of impurity and any impurity, covering the private parts, mentioning Allah during the sa'y, running quickly in the places where this should be done, climb up on the mounts and performing the sa'y directly after the tawaf. Note:
the best thing to do is to throw the stones at the gumarat on the same day. However, it's acceptable if one postpones one day throwing until the next day, or even overthrowing of the tashrik days until the last day. Udhiyah, the sacrificial animals offered for those not making hajj. To slaughter a sacrificial animal is an emphasized sunnah. The one who intends to slaughter should not cut his hair or clip his nails from the beginning of the hijjah until the slaughter is sacrificial animal. Aqiqah, the slaughtering of sacrificial animal for the new poor. This is a sunnah. Two sheep will be slaughtered for a poor and one for a girl. Slaughtering on the 7th day after the birth is best. It is also sunnah to shave the newborn's head and give any charity silver in the amount of the weight of that hair. A beneficial note: those who enter the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ should first make two rak'ah of greeting the masjid, then come to the Prophet ﷺ, a noble grave, and facing the grave with his back to the prayer direction, Qibla, with humility and heart full of respect and awe for the Prophet ﷺ, as if he is before him in view. Say, As-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah, peace be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. If he adds to this by saying, for example, and the blessings of Allah, it is good, and then moves to the right and arm length and say, As-salamu alayka, Ya Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, peace be upon you, O Abu Bakr the Truthful, and also As-salamu alayka, Ya Umar Al-Faruq, peace be upon you, O Umar, separator between truth and falsehood, between truth and falsehood. Allahumma jizhima an nabiyyima wa an islam khayr. O Allah, give them the good reward for following the Prophet and aiding Islam. Then he turned to the Qibla, places the grave to his left, and supplicates to Allah.